There is an unresolved conflict that sort of lives below the surface of my book, which is that we did have this model, this idea that all queer people are trans in the 19th century, right? That we have this idea that sexuality and gender are implicated and inseparable. And I think that we have never really understood that tension between gender and sexuality very well. And I think that that constantly comes up over and over again. I was just reading an article the other day about this concept of butch flight, that there are fewer butch lesbians now because they're all trans men, right? Wow. And I think that that very much is talking about this porous boundary. And I honestly think that there's, at a certain level, sexual orientation is a very limited concept. It's very useful, like talking about political party, right? You tell me you're a Democrat, I know a certain set of things about you, but I can't really know everything. And it's more of an indicator of certain things. And I think sexuality is very much, or sexual orientation is very much that way. We say, I'm gay, but what that means for us, how that means we inhabit the world, what our actual attractions are, whether those attractions move or shift over time, I don't think that's a very good – it doesn't capture all of that very well. And I think that we are in a moment right now where we're sort of trying to undo a little bit of that Victorianism that said that, no, you can create this very specific box and that will precisely exactly describe human experience. So that's, I think, a conflict that still remains with us.